Welcome back. This is City Views on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, in for Jennifer Napier-Pierce. We all want cleaner air and less traffic, but sometimes it takes an extra nudge for us to leave the car in the garage and walk, bike, or take public transit on our daily commute. Now, Salt Lake City and partners, including Breathe Utah, are expanding the Smart Trips program to new neighborhoods on the city's east and west sides, hoping residents will take advantage of free bus passes, pedestrian maps, and custom transit routes. Joining us in the studio now to discuss these specifics is Karen Hevel-Mingo. She's executive director of Breathe Utah. And Karen, it's good to talk to you.
Thanks. Great to be here this morning.
Listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments about smart trips here in Salt Lake City. Our number is 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Well, Karen, let's start off with the broad question. What is the Smart Trips program exactly?
Well, Smart Trips is a program. It's community-based that really helps to connect residents in the neighborhoods with public and active transportation, so walking and biking your neighborhood.
And what are some of the specific benefits for those who choose to participate?
Well, the program focuses on specific neighborhoods. So this Smart Trips in the United States actually started in Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. and has spread out to different urban areas over the years. This is Salt Lake City's first year. A pilot program began in Liberty Park neighborhood. And now this summer, just in July, we've started Rose Park and Wasatch Hollow. So residents all get a set of three newsletters telling them about the program, what the events will be throughout the summer, and an order form to sign up for a packet. And if they fill out the order form, send it back, then they get a packet with great information. They can request a walking kit, a biking kit, a transit kit, and they get things like a bike light, pedometer, transit pass, a 7-day pass, mm-hmm. and a lot of useful information like pocket guide, bike laws, lots of great stuff.
What's the overall goal here of this program, Karen?
Well, I think the goal is to connect people within their own neighborhoods to using public transportation, to getting out, walking and biking, and really working on making their own neighborhood a sustainable neighborhood. So supporting local businesses and finding out what fabulous resources they can access without their cars within their own neighborhood.
You mentioned how this was first rolled out in the East Liberty Park neighborhood. Did people actually take advantage of it? It's one thing to provide the information, but if people aren't taking advantage of it, then it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I think there was a great response. I won't throw out statistics yet because I think those are still being analyzed and the program will go through the fall, so that's still all rolling in. But I think with all three neighborhoods, there's been a great response from the residents. And I would say from what I've seen early on, it's matching or exceeding what they've shown in other urban areas.
Ben is calling with a comment from Salt Lake City. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I think it's a really good program to try to implement and do, but I am just wondering, like, why provide free transit and bus passes to people who are already able to afford it and not to the people who are not able to afford it? Like, for instance, I heard that the UTA is going to completely get rid of the ride-free area in the downtown area. So
right, the free fare zone.
Yeah, the free fare zone. So I'm just wondering, like, why provide for people who are able to afford it and then take away from people who are not able to afford it?
I think Ben brings up an interesting point there, Karen. The passes that are being sent out, perhaps are they targeting the right people? Perhaps does there need to be a more concerted effort to reach those who are less able to afford such things?
Well, I would say go into what UTA is considering in their policies. And I think from what I've heard, as far as the elimination of the fare free zone, that's mm-hmm. still in flux. That decision has not been made. But in the context of the Smart Trips program, I would say that it very much reaches everybody, because when we went through and decided what neighborhoods to do, the mm-hmm. city decided on Liberty Parks, which, you know, is a pretty central Salt. And because this is partnering with Salt Lake, the program has begun in the city of Salt Lake. So that's sort of been the starter. This is the first year. Now, the other two neighborhoods that we were able to bring on this summer was an East Side neighborhood, Wasatch Hollow, mm-hmm. and then a West Side neighborhood, Rose Park. And it doesn't just go out to certain people within a certain income. I mean, it goes out to every single resident in that neighborhood has a chance to sign up for the program. And the pass is a 7-day pass. So, you know, it's not a year-long pass, but it's mm-hmm. a chance to get them introduced to the transit system. And that's one, you know, component of the program. And obviously, there's a lot of other things involved. But I would say it's very equitable and inclusive of all residents.
This is City Views on KCPW. We're speaking about Salt Lake City's Smart Trips program. Our guest is Karen Heffelmingo, who is executive director of Breathe Utah. Karen, is it a combination of public and private funding that's keeping this program going and hopefully will lead to its expansion in the future? Or how's it being funded here?
It is. The city had enough funding initially to start the pilot project in the spring. And then we were lucky to get a funding opportunity through a grant through the Funders Network, which was matched by the Community Foundation of Utah. To make two additional neighborhoods available. And I will say it's sort of been given us the opportunity to do smart trips on steroids, if you would, because if you look at the model in other urban areas, they really focus on one neighborhood per season. So for Salt Lake to have the opportunity to reach out to three neighborhoods in one season, I think has been great.
And Karen, in general, when it comes to transportation, I think everybody agrees that we want cleaner air and we kind of think, you know, we'd like to be able to walk more and to bike more. But at the end of the day, most people find it the most convenient to just take their car. What do you think are the biggest barriers to people not, you know, leaving their car in the garage? And how far do you think this program can go to overcome that barrier?
Well, I think the message is certainly never use your car. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is the air quality issues in the Salt Lake Valley, almost 50% of that is contributed from car and truck travel. So we're all part of that problem. When we see, you know, the winter and the summer issues with the air quality, I think Smart Trips really gives all the residents a chance to be part of that solution. So it may be that we don't always hop on our bike or always get on the bus, but I think this program helps folks to see how easy it can be and to really try to support neighborhoods that support local businesses where you can walk three blocks and go to the store or, you know, meet a lot of your basic needs. And then I think there's a lot of other opportunities for people to look at things like trip chaining. Okay, so I have 10 errands I have to run today. Let's, you know, link them all together so I'm not having to leave my house and just really be efficient about the use of your vehicle.
And finally, Karen, our time is short, but today is also the start of the annual Clear the Air Challenge. Remind us quickly what the Clear the Air Challenge is.
Yeah, the Clear the Air Challenge is a program that's gone on for a number of years, sponsored by the City of Salt Lake. Breathe Utah is happy to be a partner in that. And it really is a chance for individuals, for businesses. There's a lot of companies that get involved, get teams together, and really challenge each other to get creative and use alternative transportation during the month of August and see how much we can reduce our impact on the air quality.
This is City Views on KCPW. We've been talking about the Smart Trips program in Salt Lake City with Karen Heffelmingo, who's executive director of Breathe Utah. We have a link to more information about Smart Trips on our City Views page at kcpw.org. Karen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Up tomorrow on the program, we take a look at 8, the new play about the overturning of Proposition 8. Plan B Theater is bringing it to Salt Lake City this weekend. That's tomorrow morning at 9 here on KCPW. Tune in for that. City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thank you to Jesse Ellis for his help with the program today. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us.